This podcast was written on July 22nd and recorded on July 24th of 2012. Hello and welcome to the Panda Feed Video Games Podcast. I am your host David / Feed Brownie, and I'll be giving you the video game news that matters to me. Fans of Borderlands rejoice. Borderlands 2 was announced by Gearbox to have been finished on July 20th, 2012, and the DLC is already in development. The DLC includes the Necromancer class and is due to be out within 60 days of the game's release. The DLC is free to those who have pre-ordered the game, dubbed the Premier Club. Borderlands 2 is set to be released on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC on September 18th for North America and September 21st for everyone else. The high-praised PC port in Minecraft has surpassed 3 million copies sold on Xbox Live earlier this week. Minecraft creator Marcus Notch Pearson wrote on Twitter, "I got told Minecraft for Xbox Live Arcade passed 3 million sales today." This marks another victory for the Swedish-based company. In the first 24 hours of the game's initial release, it hauled in 400,000 sales, and in the first week, it surpassed Call of Duty Black Ops' record for the most unique users on Xbox Live. A class-action antitrust lawsuit leaves EA $24 million and 5 years of NCAA exclusivity less. EA is to finish their existing agreement with NCAA in 2014 and to not renew it for at least 5 years. In addition, the proposal prevents EA from signing an exclusive deal with the Arena Football League for at least 5 years. The settlement, which was agreed to by EA, has been filed in court last week, but it's still due to be approved. People who have purchased any EA football title for GameCube, PlayStation 2, or Xbox Original are entitled $6.79 per game, and those with a current-gen EA football title are entitled $1.95 per game. Watchmen and Nightmare on Elm Street actor Jackie Earle Haley is in talks to join director Jose Padilla's reboot of RoboCop. Haley is said to be playing Maddox, an instructor who teaches RoboCop military training. Joel Kinnaman, the killing actor, plays the robotic police officer. Other co-stars include Gary Oldman, Abby Cornish, Samuel L. Jackson, and Hugh Laurie. Gangster Squad's internet release trailer is pulled from showing due to a scene that depicts armed men shooting into a movie theater. Warner Brothers may indeed cut or re-edit the scene from the movie altogether to avoid any high emotions relating to the Colorado Batman shooting. The Los Angeles Times reports that studio executives are discussing the possibilities of pushing the release date and recutting the film to minimize the theater shooting scene or remove it altogether, according to two knowledgeable people not authorized to discuss the matter publicly. Cutting the scene won't be an easy task. It serves as a climactic moment, and even shortening it could hurt the noir action film's narrative arc. As a result, any significant changes might require shooting new scenes. Thanks for listening in to this short show. I have been your host, David/FreeBrownie. Remember to check the description for important links. And if you have any questions, comments, or anything relating to that, send it to the email of this podcast, pandafeedpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for watching or listening.